Balotelli. Aguero! I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. Oh! To give Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Unbelievable!
Oh, you beauty! What a head, son! What a head!
I don't know, Jeff.
Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy. Welcome back. Happy New Year. This is the first episode of 2021. I'm joined by Ben. We'll be speaking about the Premier League, the transfer window, because that is now open, and plenty of football news.
So, Ben, let's kick off the episode with Everton versus West Ham. 1-0. To West Ham, Thomas Suchek with the goal. It was a lucky goal, though. You got to say that. It was a very lucky goal for West Ham.
Yeah, it was. I was thinking it'd be 0-0 because it kind of came against everything which happened and it was late on. So
nothing. Both teams deserved a point.
Yeah, but they both played well, to be fair. You know, we cancelled each other out, but it was just West Ham. 86th minute.
Hammers came back from injury, came off the bench. But it was just a boring game. Both teams should have walked away with a point, but West Ham got the goal. Man United versus Aston Villa.
Should have put a bet on for
United.
Should have put a bet on for Fernandes to get another pen.
Was it a penalty? Did Pogba trip himself up, or did he get tripped over?
They are confusing this season, so. I don't know. I'm not giving it as a pen. I'm not giving it as a pen.
I think Pogba kicked himself.
I do. I wouldn't give it as a pen. But we've seen that there's been so many decisions in every game, in most games this season with VAR and with penalties, that it doesn't surprise me.
Well, that game made Man United go to top of the table with Liverpool. And Liverpool failed to obviously get 3 points. But speak about that later. Do you think Ollie doesn't get the credit he deserves?
I don't think he deserves any credit. He's not. What's he done? The season's still over half of it to go. He's only put them. You know, there's still a game
they're
in hand.
They're doing top, and they're not in the Champions League no more.
I don't know. I don't know what credit he'd get. I'd say he's done a good job. You know, he seems more comfy and his team looks more reliable this season than it did last season. But I don't know what you could give him credit for. Like, I don't know what he's done.
And do you think Pogba is starting to play better now than the season?
Yeah. I do think Pogba's made.
He looks less lazy and he looks like he wants to be there.
Yeah, he's starting to find form again.
Do you see him going? And if so, where do you see him going?
I don't see. I think he won't stay at United. I think Real Madrid will get him at some point. I think it'll be Real Madrid or maybe Juventus again. Don't see anyone else, but because of COVID and that and the financial impact, and he's a player who would demand, you know, a high wage and a high transfer fee, that I don't think it'll be for the next year or so. You know, when money's done.
Jack the English going to United?
No, I don't. I used to think it could happen, but I don't see Grealish going to United. I think Villa, because Villa haven't been as bad this season, I think he might just stay. But who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, but Villa are not a team that can challenge for top four, are they?
No.
Do you think they deserve to play in the Champions League?
I do think Jack Grealish is a good player, so it will be interesting to see how he did on a European stage in the Champions League, but
well, next, Spurs versus Leeds. 3-0 to Spurs. Do you know what? The thing with Leeds, yeah. They're good to watch. Their attack, great. But the defence is, like, shaky.
Yeah. I think Leeds are a breath of fresh air this season. I don't think
they're nice to watch, but they are struggling with the defence.
Yeah, I thought they should have made they had chances, so I think they should have made, you know, better of some of them. But you've got to bear in mind, this is they've only just came up, so they're playing well for a team which has just came up. I'd say.
So you see Leeds staying up the season, yeah?
Yeah, definitely 100%. I think Leeds are staying up.
Well, Son, just world class, isn't he?
Yes, he walks into any team in the world, hands down.
Well, Palace versus Sheffield. Sheffield United failed to get a win. Failed to get a point. 2-0 Palace. What do you think about Eze's goal?
I thought it was class. Ran most of the pitch, was it? Like, fair play to him.
Do you know what? Yeah. I have an unpopular opinion on this goal. I think the goal was not as good as everyone's making out to be. He had no challenge. No Sheffield player was going to challenge him. Maybe one did. And he just... And like no one was... It was a great, good finish. But it was a bit overhyped.
No, I think it was good.
Nah. Well, Sheffield. Do you see Sheffield staying up?
No, I don't. I think Sheffield had a good ride. But...
Do you think if they get relegated, they'll come straight back up the season after?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't really follow Championship football that much. So I wouldn't know. But I do think they've been like two different teams from last year to now. Like last year, they were class. You know, everyone had to put a shift in. And this year, they've not won this season. We've had more national lockdowns than Sheffield have got points as we record this. Mate, it's atrocious. But I don't know. I don't follow Championship football. I wouldn't know if they come straight back up, is my honest answer. I do like them, though, so I'd hope they did.
Well, Brighton versus Wolves, 3-0. Wolves failed to see the game out in the second half.
I think Wolves are starting to miss Raúl Jiménez.
Yeah. Do you think... Yeah, here's a question. Like, do you see Wolves signing a striker in January?
I do think they should.
I think there's two options for them. I think there's Origi from Liverpool or Diego Costa.
I don't see Diego Costa. I know his contract's been terminated with Atletico, but Diego Costa.
The only bad thing is he'll probably ask for a lot of money.
But I don't think
I could see Costa going back to the Prem and maybe going to Wolves.
I don't know, because like you know, Atletico are doing well this season and Wolves aren't really. They're not doing bad, but you know, too different. Atletico are a bigger club, is what I'm trying to say. But I do think they should go for one. Fabio Silva, the young lad, their striker they're using now, I think he's good, but he's just
lack of experience. Yeah,
he's inexperienced. And like Raúl Jiménez was just, he was older, I think he's about 28, and he just knew what he was doing. He was calm on the ball, and like he was, last season when he was playing, he was getting vital goals for Wolves. He scored against Liverpool, fairly certain he's got against City. So, like, you know, he knows when to the big games are, when he should be scoring. And I do think that Wolves are starting
to... experience, isn't it? He's experienced playing the Prem.
Yeah, I do rate that Fabio Silva. I do.
Well, West Brom versus Arsenal. 4-0 to Arsenal. Do you know what? Yeah, I used to say, Arteta, bring back Ozil in January. But that Smith Rowe is like like a younger version of Ozil. I've said this many times. Arsenal was lacking like an attacking midfielder, and now they've got that with Smith Rowe. So I don't see Ozil being back in the squad, and I reckon that's the main reason why Arsenal's back to their winning ways, because of Smith Rowe.
I agree. I thought Arsenal were all over them. Kieran Tierney, am I saying that right? I thought his goal was class. He must have got sick to death of trying to get these crosses into Lacazette and Aubameyang, and that they've screwed them up that many times. It came to, and he's just thought, I'm going to have to do this myself.
Yeah, could you mention Lacazette getting old?
Yeah.
So, do you see Lacazette getting sold in the summer?
No. Arsenal, I don't think Arsenal will get rid of him. But he's proved in that game he's one of the better goal scorers, and Aubameyang's not really showing up anymore. So I think, you know, Lacazette with two goals, do you think you should keep him? That I don't think that's happening.
Well, the next game was Burnley versus Fulham, but that got postponed.
Postponed due to COVID.
The next game, Newcastle versus Leicester. First half, it was boring. Then, second half, James Maddison just turned the game around for Leicester.
You know what, I'll say this. James Maddison is probably my favourite Premier League player outside of Liverpool. I reckon he's class. I don't know, he's just...
But Yuri Tillemans, who scored Leicester's second goal, I reckon he's so underrated. I reckon he's a great midfielder, and he's underrated.
Well, here we are. If you look, Leicester are third in the Prem.
Do you see them staying in top four?
You know what? The way they're going, yeah. I'm not even messing. Well, the way they're going, I don't see them dipping. Because, obviously, we're going to talk about Chelsea and Man City in a minute, who we thought were going to... But yeah, no, I think Leicester are doing class this season. I thought after that Man City win that these were going to be dangerous, and they're really living up to it under Brendan Rodgers. So
yeah, but Andy Carroll came on for Newcastle, and you know what? He scored a decent goal. Yeah, it was a very good goal. Great, quite he done well to adjust his body, and just found the goal. It was a great goal. But yeah, Chelsea versus Man City. 3-1.
I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching this, I was thinking to myself, Man City are gonna get 7. We've seen this season teams, you know, can score 7, concede 7, score 5 and then concede 5 in a game. I thought Man City were gonna do what Leicester did to Man City. I thought they were gonna be all over them. Get 5 goals. And you know what? I will say, Man City were classed, should have got the win. But everyone going on about how Frank Lampard bottled that game. It was 3-1. Chelsea looked lazy. And not one Chelsea player should have held their head high. But I don't see why people are making the big thing of...
Yeah,
you know,
he shouldn't get sacked. I think Chelsea need to give him time.
I do.
Remember Arteta a couple of weeks ago? Everyone's sack him. Now he's back to winning ways. Ollie loads of times. Now look at him now. Doing top of the league.
The thing is though as well, Man City were always bound to hit this form of getting wins. And I still don't write Liverpool off this title. I don't write any team off. Because this season, because of injuries, because of COVID, because of busy schedules for every team, I think Man City could still go and win it. I still think Liverpool could. Like, and Man City were always bound to hit a point where they'd get a big win. And Chelsea are starting to lose a lot of games, which they shouldn't be losing.
Joe, the bad thing, what Frank made about that game, he played Werner instead of Tammy Abraham or Giroud, who were both in form.
Yeah, no.
I think that was the mistake. I think because he just wanted pace to get him behind. But Werner has had a bad season. And I want to ask you this question. Yeah. Who has had the worst start to this season with Chelsea? Fernando Torres or Werner?
Oh.
Bear in mind, Torres signed in January.
Yeah.
So it's basically similar. Similar, like half season. Torres played 14, scored 1. Werner's played 17, scored 4.
You know what? I'm still going to have to say Werner. Oh, only because I think Torres for Chelsea was awful. He went like good after a year or two and then was back awful. But I don't actually see Werner even getting good. I just always think Werner for them is going to be bad. I don't think he suits that.
I think...
Do you honestly
on paper,
see...
On paper, their front three is probably one of the best front three in the world, in the Prem. Pulisic, maybe. Werner and Ziyech.
But mate, don't matter on paper. On paper, no, we've better team than Aston Villa.
I think
what they did.
This season, they're not going to gel enough. I think next season they'll gel.
No, I don't think.
But is next season too late for Frank? For Frank's job?
Well, Roy Keane said this. Chelsea's history. They don't give managers time. So if I was going into that Chelsea job, it's not about gelling. It's about, right, this is how it needs to be. If I was Frank Lampard now, I'd be getting them trying to gel them. You'd have to train the first team together because, honest to God, the defence is trying to do something while the attacks are doing another thing. And Werner can't even take a normal corner. Chelsea right now, okay, you know, it is a lot of their players' first season, but they've spent 200 mil. 200 million.
Even that game against City, Mendy was awful.
Yeah. He was passing it to Kante. You need...
Kante's been... He hasn't been his best this season.
He's been good, but he's not been his best. No, I don't think any Chelsea player's been particularly good. When I first seen Mendy, the keeper, I was like, oh, he's going to be class, you know. He's older. I was like, you know what, they need a bit of experience there. You know, they've got Thiago Silva, so they can sort it. That was a shambles against City. And I did genuinely think in that first half, thinking to myself, I'm going to see a historic result here where Man City are going to literally turn Chelsea inside out.
Yeah.
I've got to say, though, I still rate Pulisic for Chelsea. Think he's class. But
well, Southampton versus Liverpool. 1-0 for Southampton.
I want to say...
Liverpool conceded in the first minute. And
had
one shot on target.
All game. And all you know game. What this? You know what this is? The reason I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, we should have three penalties.
Because you're blaming the ref all you want. The ref was awful, yes.
But we didn't play well. We didn't.
You gotta blame the performance. You can't always just say, the ref. It's the performance.
Ref. Southampton, you know what? I applaud it. I don't like it.
That was their game plan. Get a goal early and sit back. That's everyone's game plan against us.
But I'm not being funny. Salah was lazy. Trent had probably the worst game of his career.
Trent gave the ball away 30 times, and that's the most of any Premier League player in the game this season.
Well, mate, when you all look at when I was watching that performance, I knew he wasn't going to score. And I don't want to sit here and say, oh, we should have had penalties, because I don't care. If we had won that game off three penalties, I'd still sit there and say, you were awful tonight.
Yeah, we just need to stop blaming the VAR ref. Because there's chances there with Mane. Could have had a hat-trick. But he shot and went out for a throw-in. Like, twice. Salah, he's overrated.
I don't think he's overrated.
He's good, but he's overrated, though.
The thing is about that performance, because I'm not going to sit here and say any of our players were overrated and underrated. Because what this is Liverpool's first rough patch. Because when Klopp first came in, we wasn't really a good team, so it wasn't really a rough patch, it was just how it was. And then 2017, you know, we got to Kiev and we lost. Wasn't really a rough patch. We lost the final. It's not a rough patch. You know what I mean? season after, missing out on the league by 1 point against City. But then we go a few weeks later and win the Champions League, so it's all good. Last season, we were class after the restart, battered Chelsea and Palace. This season, you know, we've got two of our starting defenders out injured, potentially for all the season.
Well, during that game, our back four was midfielders.
So, and what I'll say is about it is, I don't worry particularly now, because this Liverpool team isn't fully fit. This Liverpool team isn't one we've seen the past 2 years. We're looking at
Because you really see Liverpool keeping that consistency for 3 years straight.
I don't think it's about consistency. Well, look at Man City. Man City managed to do it for years. Barcelona and Real Madrid have managed to do it. We've had a massive effect with COVID and that.
Yeah,
and
but the La Liga is a completely different league to the Premier League.
I don't think it's about consistency. I think we're just going to have a season. It's going to be a little bit rocky. And you know what? It's normal.
It is about consistency. You got to keep that consistency for years if you want to be a world-class team. Liverpool kept it for 2 years. And obviously there's going to be a little slip-up where Liverpool draw, lose games. But
I
think
said
the players will come back from it. And I think Klopp needs to do something in like this month and sign a centre-back. Because I can't see us win that league if Klopp doesn't sign a centre-back. What happens if Klopp gets injured? We play Reece Williams. Okay. Reece Williams and who? Jordan Henderson. Both. Jordan Henderson, not a centre-back. Reece Williams is a young, young player.
Yeah. We're sharing the same pain. It's our team. And what this is the first rough patch on the year.
Would you think Klopp should sign a centre back?
Yeah.
Do you think he will, though?
I don't think we'd sign Jota, so I don't know what they're gonna do. I'm gonna be honest. I look at rumors on Twitter and on Instagram. I don't believe them. I don't believe them only because some of them come out and you're like, oh my god. Like there was one I read about Coutinho and it all made sense about him coming back a few weeks ago, but then there's nothing on Jota and we signed Jota before him. And then that James Pearce, who knows all about transfers, he said we wasn't getting Thiago and the door collapsed. And then a week later we got him. So I tend to not listen to rumours. And they've been saying
so do you think Liverpool will sign someone, but they're just keeping it to themselves?
Yeah, it'll be like Diogo Jota. You'll wake up, go on Instagram and you'll find out like there's a defender there.
Who? Do you have any options?
The one I want we won't get is David Alaba from Bayern.
Nah, he's too old.
I'm not being funny. The more experienced at this point, the better.
Ethan Encarno from last
year. Go back to David Alaba.
Just go back to Alaba. We won't get him.
Just go back to Alaba being too old. We don't want him forever. We don't want him for more than 2 years, max, because we've got Joe Gomez and Van Dijk coming back. This is to finish this season and potentially if we do start bottom.
Yeah, but his wages would be expensive.
I'm not being funny. We do need someone experienced.
And he's linked with Real Madrid as well.
Yeah, it won't happen because he's got his heart set on Real Madrid. But that's just personally who I'd want. We won't get him though. Not a chance.
Yeah, well, I think that's it for the Prem. Is that it for the Prem?
It is, yeah.
Oh, the day you'll listen to this, Wednesday, it's the Manchester Derby in the Carabao Cup semi-final. That's the game, the day you listen to it. Well, see what happened in the Bundesliga. Bayern Munich was getting beat 2-0 at half-time to Mainz. Came back and won 5-2. Great.
Yeah.
Great comeback from Bayern. Leipzig wants to go second after Bayer Leverkusen lost. And Dortmund won 2-0 to Wolfsburg and overtook them to go fourth. But Hey, what about your team, Atletico Madrid?
Stayed at the top of La Liga
and still have games in hand.
Last minute winner from Suarez, that. Yeah.
What
would
you say the closest league is other than the Prem? I'll say the Bundesliga.
I'll have a look.
That's pretty close to Bundesliga.
RB Leipzig. What, 2 points behind Bayern?
There's a 6 point gap in the La Liga. Am I right? There's a 6 point gap between Real Madrid and Real Sociedad. And in the Serie A, there's a 6 point gap between Inter and Roma.
They're all fairly similar, aren't they?
Yeah. But Rangers, won the Old Firm Derby to go 19 points clear at the top. Do you think Gerrard won that league? It's already won, mate. Well, Ben, I've got some questions for you. Only like two. Who's the most underrated footballer? I have my answer.
Right now? Yeah. You know what? You know who I'm going to say? And you're going to say, it's because he plays for Atletico. João Felix. Nah. I do reckon he's underrated.
I think this is the only season he's proved his worth. But
no. But even for Atletico and Benfica, he was...
No, that's what I mean. Like, he was hyped up when he moved to Atletico Madrid.
Yeah,
didn't really show in his first season.
No, he was still good, though. He still got an assist against us.
Thomas Muller.
Nah, he's been doing... Everyone knows Muller. He's been doing it for years.
Nah, but he's not... He's seen it. He's seen it all and won it all.
Yeah, one World Cups and everything.
Yeah, but no one speaks about him like the Salahs, the Lewandowskis.
But that's because goal scorers, mate.
Nah, but yeah, Thomas Muller, he's underrated. Seen it all and won it all.
Also recreated the Bundesliga logo a few years ago.
And can you see Sam Allardyce keeping West Brom up?
You know what? That team is the most confusing team. Like, they can come to Anfield and get a point and then just absolutely get tarnished by Arsenal. So
that's just a league all round, though, isn't it? That's just the Premier League all round.
This season's been far too, up in the air for me to say that, so I don't know.
Well, can you see Pochettino winning the Champions League with PSG? It doesn't have to be this season.
You know what?
In his PSG career, can you see him winning it?
You know what? You're probably going to call me crazy. Yeah.
That's PSG's main goal.
I don't put it past the realm of possibility. I never seen Tottenham ever go into a Champions League final, and he did it. So if he can take Tottenham, I definitely think he could take PSG 100%.
Yeah.
Football's a weird thing at the minute, though. So who knows?
But you know what? I've been watching Joe Ben Foster, the goalkeeper for Watford.
Yeah.
Been watching his YouTube channel. It's called The Cycling GK. And he plays in Swansea on the weekend. And he has a GoPro behind the goal.
Yeah.
And then a Swansea player ran over to him and celebrated in front of it. But it's a good challenge to watch. He shows behind the scenes of what happens to a football player behind the scenes when they go to stadiums, go to hotels and that. So,
yeah,
it's a good channel.
Nah. Obviously, today, we got that bad news that the 40 cases of COVID, which is the new high, have been reported in the Premier League.
Well, is the Premier League going to stop?
Yeah. I think they're going to... I don't think it'll be null and void. I think it'll be a two-week break where they can try and settle cases down and do it again. And I'm not being funny. We had a winter break last year for 2 weeks. So I'd just use it for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously we're on another national lockdown, so we're quite lucky that football is still being allowed to play. But I think they're going to do a little two-week break on it. But we'll have to see.
But I think that's all that I've got written down.
As for like transfer news, it's always the same that someone comes
it,
from
like,
Madrid.
It gets more interesting like mid-January.
Yeah, it's all boring. We'll say though, even if football does stop while we're in lockdown, we'll still try and bring out some podcasts for you.
Well, I think that's the end. The first episode of 2021.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
I hope you all enjoyed it. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Matty with the Footy. And my goal for the Instagram was to be more active, to up post news, football news more often. And I think I've done a good job up to now. So don't forget to follow that. And follow Ben.
Yep, _ Ben, _Spencer.
He's in the bio of the podcast page anyway. So, thanks for listening.
Yep.
That's
Happy
it.
New Year.
Happy New Year. So that.